Sunday night, or Aleph Nisan, Tov Shinai and Dalet, Bar Halacha and Chavis Halvavis. So there's a mitzvah, Simchas Yom Tov, says in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Chav Tes, how you are to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha, a person, his family, the Chol Hanil V'Melov, and then it says how. And the Mechaber says, the Chayav L'Hachil, L'Ger, L'Yosam, V'L'Almona, Imshor Aniyim. You have to make sure to give food, to give Tzorcha Yom Tov to the poor, to Aniyim, and to others who are close to him. So, in the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Rambam, that angels, that if you don't do that, angels Simchas Mitzvah, Ela Simchas Kreso. So it's a personal simcha. It has nothing to do with the simcha of the mitzvah, the Yom Tov, which is more spiritual in nature. And if you share with others, so then that's your simcha is a simcha's Yom Tov also. Mashenkin, if you don't, then it's a simcha's kreso. So, okay, very nice, and that's the din, and we've heard this before. But the chora, it makes a very big nafkamina. It turns out you're not yoytza simcha's Yom Tov. That's what I think the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam really is saying. That it's not just a question of a chiyuv to do it, but you're actually not yotze, because that's the point here. You're not yotze the mitzvah of simcha, because ain't zu simchas mitzvah that the Torah was mechayev, ela simchas kreso. So, kreso means your belly. So, you're talking not yotze. So that's important to keep in mind. The Mishnah Berurah, Firzai, said a very interesting thing. He says, so okay, we take care of the aniyim. You know, we collect, there's a kupa show, there's a kupa, we collect, and the aniyim get money. But he says, the problem is there are many people, Mishnah Berurah says, ain't a motzah shishar ani v'yomta b'li suda. Because there's a list, and everybody gets taken care of. Abu Manasa, what's going to be, imhum lolim v'anitkoim v'ir, broken people, people who don't have, and Mizbaishan lifshot yodu levakesh. You know, so there already you need a chachma, you need a skonim that know who they are, because they would never ask for it. Baal Kain, there's a special din, says the Mishnah Berurah, to go collect money for these people. I guess it's not going to come out of the general fund, because I guess the general fund needs names, addresses, phone numbers, 2000 numbers. You know, this has to be official, and these people want to be protected from all of that. So, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah describes how certain people would be chosen to go around making sure that these people have to, the people who are ashamed to ask, and the askanim know who they are, so they made a special magbit for them. So that's one halacha, and the other halacha is again, that you're not yotze the mitzvah of simcha if you don't give taniyim. Okay, we're going to try to finish the Shaar Avos Hashem tonight in the Chavis Halvavos. We're at the tail end. He's talking about becoming an Ohev Hashem or joining up with that group, and now you have to work on it. And he tells you, V'yizor, Mesalim, Mesatzel, Mehisrapos, don't be lazy in Avodas Hashem. Yesterday we saw he made a remarkable, not remarkable in and of itself, but he made the very bold statement that you have to be very careful not to go up too fast, but make sure you kona each madrega before you go up. But now he says, but don't be lazy either. The hadbeik has rizus, bisrizus. You keep on climbing that ladder of rizus, and all the midos. Hadbeik fasechel, asovel, busevel, yosevel, yamidos, tovos. And you should always be thinking about climbing. Maybe this sefer will help you in your quest to climb higher and higher. The Chazara Linyana, Vishmor Sharasha, the Chakaral Toldos of Todir. Keep my sefer in mind. It's a wonderful sefer, and it's going to help you in your work. Don't kid yourself that you're going to be able to reach these madrigas if you're full of involvement in Olam Hazeh, in your mind, that you're worried and you're thinking, and you know, what's the stock market, what's the dollar rate, whatever people worry about, inventory. You're worried and you're always involved in Olam Hazeh, in your worry, in your mindset. So he says, even though you say you don't like Olam Hazeh, but if you're so involved in it, it's like a drunk person who has a bottle of wine and he gets shikha from the fumes. He doesn't need to drink the wine. Actually, it's broken, men. If Om Rechad Menach Hasidim, Ilu HaYaboshim Me'abori, if we would really imagine our relationship with Hashem, Lo Hazinu Zochrim Avas HaBorei, V'Nachnu Shchurim Mikos Yayin Avas Olam, we would be embarrassed to involve ourselves in Avas Hashem, because really we're not mustered to Him enough. We're involved in our things. How can Ishtad Lachi Lufanus Libchum Emenu Kshayit Negufchum Me'asokav? Cleanse your neshama. See, a Borton can say, I'm going to take off work, or I'm not going to work the whole day, so I'll go to the base medrash and learn. So the Chayis Halvavus is pointing out the Chayis Halvavus angle. Don't remove your guf from the work you're doing and leave your seichel there, your neshama there, your desire, your involvement, your mental state. You could walk into the base medrash, but your mind is still over there at the work. Ki atot tzarech beis bedidus chagufnis, when you finally rip your guf away, El Bedidus Ruchnius. You have to make sure that your Ruach, your Neshama, your Ruach is there also. Nehi Kosher HaMachshav B'Biskei HaOilam. Afilu M'yifnei HaGuf Yanuch M'Sasik B'Hem. Then there's room for the Ruchnius to be Tofus in a person. P'kodach Yizem Enam Shechotom V'Pshad L'Hachik Tavus Olam M'Lipcha. Don't be involved in the pleasures of this world. Amirin B'Nyonei HaChrischot V'Librach. And switch it for things that are for eternity. Think about them. Think about it. How can I show my appreciation for Hashem that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and I'm a free man today? And how can I show my appreciation? And you go through the things that we say in the Dayenu, even just. So he says, I'm going to leave you with a poem. The poem that sums up what each shahr in Chayvus HaVavus is about. There are 10 shaharim in Chayvus HaVavus, so I'm going to make them into a song. A poem is a very nice poem. It's at the end of every sefer. And he goes through shahr yichud, b'china, avoda, b'tochon, yichud ha-maisa, k'niya, tshuva, cheshbon ha-nefesh, precious, and avos Hashem. If you look at they just came out with in English the Shara Avodas Alokim from Rabbi Miller's tape has been transcribed, so this is already the third volume. So they have a good advertising campaign, and they say, number one, think Hashem; number two, see Hashem, that's Shara Bechina; and number three, serve Hashem. But they're going to have a list of 10 things. I imagine the next one will be Trust Hashem. I assume so. Anyway, but the Chayim Zaldovitz made a poem. And the poem introduced us to the Shara of each Sefer. Yizbol Kalechel Meminyan Shara Echel Meshara Bamachbana Vesidurim. Vechasamti Behem Sifri. I put that at the end of my Sefer. Lios Lecholam Askeres. So you should think about it. You'll memorize the poem maybe. And you'll always know this. The Sharam, right? Shara Yichud. Shara Bechina. Shara Bodas Alokim. Shara B'tachon, I don't want to peek in front of everybody, okay. Shara Yichud HaMaisa, and then the Shara HaKniya, and Shara HaTshuva, and Shara Precious, and I hope nobody's counting, I think I missed one, and then Shara Avos Hashem. Kasha Tadim Alper, memorize it by heart, it's a nice poem. Ushivim B'lub Chayenchal Lech V'yomecha, think about what I write in my Sefer, when you rest, Lech L'lub Chayenchal Lech V'yomecha, Lech V'yomecha, Shim Tia B'maisa B'maisa Havuda, in case you're doing something, and you find yourself, I'm just doing it with my body, not with my lathe. Yaskirichu HaBotim O'Ele, so this poem is going to remind you to focus. Like Ritalin, it's going to tell you to focus. L'yachei levodcha bo lelokim. So you're not stop doing something. V'intia b'maisa olam. So when you're doing a mitzvah, the poem will direct you to think about Hashem. And, because people sometimes forget to think about Hashem. And if you're busy with olam hazeh things, you're at work, you're in your job, so they'll remind you that this is not really what you came down to this world for. And the poem will remind you to act accordingly. And if you're nervous and things are not going your way, so then the poem will remind you to have bitachon. If things are clicking for you, and all of a sudden you think that you deserve what's happening to you. It'll remind you to have kniyah. V'imiv livcha panui, and if you have nothing to do, so you have to hook up to an iPod, he says, yaskirucha, you walk in the street, and you look at the flowers, and you look at the grass, and you look at the stores, and you say, look what Hashem provided for me. Far habachina. V'imtia binyan simcha v'tana gufni, then if you're a little too, yaskirucha b'precious, mina olam, that's our precious. V'imbinyan din shtamar b'yazol kim. And if you fall off the wagon there, yaskirucha b'tshuva. V'imtia misalam itarascha v'munascha, yaskirucha lidovek b'avodas olokim. So Imamish in this paragraph, this is not the poem, the poem's at the end of the paper, he goes through, think about this poem, because you're going to need it, and then he goes through 10 scenarios, where you're going to need the lessons of each of the 10 sha'orim. Just the first one, I read over too fast. If you're doing a mitzvah, so you're going to focus on Hashem. Okay, that's Shari Yichud HaMaisa. V'chem binyonit tfilos b'ralibcha, when it comes to your davening, lachsom l'shoncha, keep your mouth, don't wag your tongue so much, v'lesor, tie up, chushecha, meaning this is precious behavior, v'limshol b'tavosecha, lachsom b'evrecha, v'livcha d'vayonecha, v'lishko ma'asecha, v'yidiyoscha, v'shor ma'asechaiti bo, v'naman hogam ha'toivim, v'amusra me'al yoinim, v'lokim yoreinu, Oscha as Derek Avudoso, Virachmov Ugudulaso, Amen. Tom Vinishram Shevel Hakel Boreolam, and I will spare you the poem.